The campaign trail in Iraq leads all the way to neighboring Syria. That's Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi holding a recent campaign rally in Syria's capital, Damascus. An estimated 1 million Iraqi refugees live in Syria. Some 180,000 are expected to vote. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Damascus. Lina, it sounds like there are some big, raucous campaign events happening in Damascus. You were at that rally, in fact, where thousands of Iraqis were crammed into a local sports hall. Do these Iraqis living in Syria have much clout, and where are they putting their support in this election?
At this specific rally that I've been there and I attended, a few thousands of Iraqis, families of different sects and different backgrounds showed up at the rally, and they wanted to be engaged in this process. They were all hoping that the promises given by Tariq al-Hashemi, the vice president, and his election list would be able to deliver for them long-awaited promises of stability and safety in their homeland.
These Iraqis, we should remember, are not in Iraq. They are going to vote in Syria where they live, and that's significant to some people. I'd like us to listen to Peter Harling. He's a regional director of the International Crisis Group, and here he's talking about Iraqi refugees in Syria.
Their leverage has been dwindling. I think psychologically they're already, they've withdrawn some time ago. And they've never really used what leverage they have in a way which would bring pressure to bear. There has been, for example, no public statements condemning the Iraqi government for the absolute lack of progress over the past 2 years in very critical times in terms of reconciliation.
Peter Harling there, he's the regional director of the International Crisis Group. He sees the lack of reconciliation between rival factions in Iraq as a key reason these refugees in Syria aren't packing their bags to head home. Lina Sinjab, are you finding the same thing?
Many Iraqis we've spoken to have pointed out to the same idea, and I have to say, although some of them that we've seen at this rally are hoping that security and safety will go back to Iraq, we've met many others who are not going to vote and believe that nothing is gonna change, and whoever government is elected in this coming election next week will not bring the Iraq that used to be when they were living there, will not bring Iraq, the secular Iraq, the free Iraq, the safe Iraq, will not bring back the Iraq that's where their doors used to be open, their children would go to school safe and walk back home safe without the worries of the families. And this is a big concern of many Iraqis here who are still waiting for, in hope of resettlement in any other country, in the hope of just providing their children with a better education, better life. They think that they've lost it, they've lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, but they're hoping that they can give something to their children, a future to their children, with the minimum what they can give is better education and better standard of living.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab speaking to us from Damascus, Syria.